update on our players today. Chris Letang is, while he is feeling better, he still has some symptoms. He is feeling better though and did have some light exercise off the ice today. Derek England, still day to day. Brent Johnson joined the team for the first practice, is still in rehabbing. But that does include practice for Brent. Everyone else was a maintenance day. Sorry, Jeffrey was still ill. And everyone else was a maintenance day. Sidney Crosby was cleared for contact today and joined his team in some drills. I did have some contact in, and I think a few people were enjoyed bumping into him today.
Didn't set a timetable, but he did say, you know, he wants to be into it a couple days. They didn't necessarily rule out Sunday. Have you guys talked about that with him? Have you gone over any type of timetable?
Yes, I have.
Would Sunday be included in that timetable?
Really, it's more in tune with how he feels and how he, as he goes through a few days of practice. And today wasn't extensive in terms of getting a lot of contact. Got some extra drills after practice with some contact, and we'll see how, you know, the next days and as we put days together go before we decide on, you know, when it might be a date.
Dale, when it comes to implementing contact in practice for him, are you going by basically the same set of guidelines that he interpreted last time when he made his comeback, or did you learn anything that you're applying differently this time as he's trying to come back?
You know, a lot of the situation is, you know, where the person at is conditioning wise as well, and that's something where he's been skating real hard for a number of days, if not weeks. In terms of implementing contact, there's a couple, you know, different types of contact. Obviously, there, I think everyone feels like running into the wall is contact, but, you know, we had a couple drills today, face-off drills, where you're in and around people, you're winning face-offs, you're getting jostled around, you're getting tossed to the ice, playing a little bit of D-zone coverage. And then he also had a two-on-two drill where you're basically playing man-on-man type of bumping and into the corners and puck battles and those types of things. So those are different levels of contact that we'll put him through. We'll continue to try to implement drills where he gets those types of different situations where he does get some, you know, contact in traffic, contact on a face-off circle, contact taking draws, and then the one-on-one battles where we had him go through today. So again, today was day one of that, and we'll see where we progress in day 3, 4, 5, 6.
Yeah, I know there's no specific day, but there was one that was thrown out. It looks like, you know, if it could be a couple of games maybe. Is there any danger of looking ahead or guys losing focus? I mean, you've been so used to playing without it, but is there any danger that guys be looking ahead and say, oh, Sid's coming back?
Well, I'm just from reading the articles you've already had, of the those questions have already been asked of our guys about the possibility of Sid coming back at some point in time. I think, you know, today when, you know, we talked about practice and Sid being in practice for contact, that was, you know, I think that was the first time the guys on the ice knew that was going to be coming for Sid today. So, you know, I don't think any more than normal the anticipation of getting Sidney Crosby back in our lineup and what that means for our team, and, you know, with the playoffs 17 games away and those questions swirling around with you watch pretty much every read or watch any TV, you see those questions happening about our team. Every time they talk about our team, it's the possibility of that happening. So, you know, when that happens, I think it's not new to our players.
Yeah, can you talk about the challenge that you have ahead of you in the month of March with the schedule, about having practices, not having practices, what type of practices, and with that being said, those practices involving Sid and getting physical contact, and might we see yourself, Tony, and Rears maybe throwing on the gear about Sid around?
that would be, there's levels of contact in the coaching staff. I don't know which one goes first or second, but Tony's definitely the third level of contact when it comes to the coaches. So that may be a part of it as we go along here, and even in different parts of practice. You know, today you saw Todd had to jump in on the defense side of it with only five defensemen being out there. And it is a challenge, you know, have tried to learn the 20 to 25 minute practice. It's a challenge to get something positive, work on something, details of our game, what we need to work on, and still be within that smaller time frame of 20, 25 minutes. Get on with some real purpose, and then get off the ice without taxing our team too much. You know, and we saw some maintenance days. That'll be a part of it as well. We play every other day here. You know, next week we get into the 3-4 situation, and we have that again at the end of the month in March, where we play a lot of hockey games. So, you know, optionals for morning skates, and still trying to get on the ice and get something positive for our team and what we need. And the details of our game is going to be trying to be done within that 20 minute. And that's a big challenge. Coaches like to have more practice time and be on the ice longer, but being off the ice may be the best thing for our team at times.
Dan, what exactly was Letang told when he went to the doctors yesterday?
Well, again, going through the tests that you go through, he's feeling better, doing well, still having symptoms in some areas. So, but he is continued to feel better, and again, they progressed him to light activity and did that today. So don't quite know what that means for him in terms of timetable. We're talking short term or long term.
Has there been a formal diagnosis? Did they tell him, yes, you have a concussion, no, you don't have a concussion?
That hasn't been diagnosed at this point in time. But again, he does still having symptoms, so